And the second one for non-believers, to bring about the consequence of their belief. Would you start from 25:15?
His spirit is like Saleh, and his body is the she-camel. The spirit is in union, the body in want. The Saleh spirit is not susceptible to afflictions. The blows fall on the camel, not on the essence. No one gains victory over their hearts. Harm comes to the oyster shell, not to the pearl. The Saleh spirit is not capable of being hurt. The light of God is not subject to infidels. The soul attached to it the earthly body, that they might hurt and suffer tribulation, not knowing that to hurt this is to hurt him. The water in this jar is joined with the water in the river. God connected with a body in order that he might become a refuge for the whole world. Be a slave to the camel, which is the saint's body, that you may become the fellow servant of the Saleh spirit.
Okay, now back to the story. Now the God had killed the camel, and the prophet would say,
Saleh said, inasmuch as ye have shown this envy, after 3 days, the punishment will arrive from God.
What word you would change in that verse?
Envy to jealousy.
Envy to jealousy. Yes, it's not envy, it's jealousy. And they were jealous of the camel, not envy. There is a difference. And we talk about jealousy here, which is the real problem of intelligence. Yes?
After 3 more days, there will come from the taker of life the calamity that hath 3 signs. The color of all your faces will be changed. Colors different to look at. On the first day, your faces will be like saffron. On the second, your faces will be red, like argowan. On the third, all your faces will become black. After that, the vengeance of God will arrive.
You see, so the problem is, first, you will be different colors. Do you remember you are the colorful people? And everything comes from that color, and we believe in colorlessness, which you don't understand logically. So they didn't understand beyond the logic. They said, okay, now you will change the color, and everybody will see the different colors in you. What are the colors in you? Combination of yellow, red, and black, mainly. You know what they are. Yellow, everybody knows. Red, everybody understands, and black everybody dislikes, because yellow for all the normal people, quote unquote, is the autumn, the beginning of death. Green is, by the way, do you remember the green? The green,
man,
the prophet. Oh, we have a prophet, evergreen, Khudar. Remember? Within all the prophets, there is one which will never die. And we call him green. Because that's what green means to us. Means growing up, flourishing, everything. Nature, green. So, the wrong color is yellow. Worse than that, red, blood, and worse than that, blackness. The black hole is here. So often these 3 changes in the color wait for the punishment. Yes.
If you desire from me the sign of this threatened chastisement, The she camel's foal has run towards the mountains. If you can catch him, there is help. Else the bird of hope hath surely escaped from the snare.
Why? When you kill a camel, means you kill the physical existence of a holy man. Then what? Our holy people are not single. They are in line and they have children. So there is a new one. A newborn holy person is there. If you find that one, maybe we could do something for you. But if not, that's the end of your story.
None was able to overtake the fall. He went into the mountains and vanished. Saleh said, "You see, the destiny has been ratified and has beheaded the phantom of your hope."
Okay, this is the tricky part of the story. Because the end of the story is the people who killed the camel of the holy person or the prophet should pay the price, right? The only exception was if they could reach this foe, maybe there something will happen, but that foe will go and get lost in the mountains. What was the mountains, remember? One of the most famous ones. Of this is, they said, this universe is mountain and our doing is like saying something. And the echo will come back from the mountain to you. Whatever you do, this universe, this universe to him is a mountain. Why? Go a little bit further. Remember his teacher? His teacher wrote one master book that everybody follows was what? Was climbing a mountain to the top. Oh, you call it Conference of Bird. Which was, I told you the real translation will be the logic of fly. And that was the logic of some of these birds thinking, flying to the top of that mountain to find we, the reflection of 30 birds. Remember that? That's mountain to him. Mountain is something to climb up. Why do you climb the mountain? Honestly, because it's there. That has been the best explanation. You climb the mountain because it's there. Mountain is here, the universe is here, and we have to climb it. Because if you don't climb it, you slide down and there is an ocean, and the depth of that ocean is a clear stuff. Up there is a little bit better. Anyhow, this is the mountain. And the child, the foe of this camel, will get lost in here. The physical existence of the holy people will disappear here. Because they don't stand up and shout that, look at me, I'm the one. They will disappear. This is how everything becomes a little bit complicated. His foe will go and the people cannot catch it. So they are punished. Yes?
What is the she-camel's fault? His heart, if you may bring back to its place by means of well-doing and piety.
The problem is the heart is not the word of other. Other is khater, which is a little bit more complicated. The khater means the reminiscence of something in the memory. Somehow the memory of something is khater. If somebody will write his memo of a trip in Persian or Arab language, it's called khaterat, means the plural of this khater. And if you remember a piece of memory somewhere, you call it khatere. Okay? So it's in general what? Memories and things like that. But it's more than that. Because the verb is khatar, danger. Because danger, yes, danger, okay? And memory, in your memory.